Let's begin our Chavura on Daf Zayin, and I wanted to pluck a topic which is mentioned somewhat parenthetically in the Daf on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. Many of us have learned it close to a week ago, but it's mentioned parenthetically, but it does play an important role in the Gemara, and more importantly, not only is it a very important topic in general, it's actually very timely. As you will see shortly, we're talking about a topic which is really Me'inyana D'Yoma, not something that we could have scripted or predicted in a blot-a-week style Chabura. The Gemara on Daf Zayin was discussing the Braisa, which had been said that listed a number of things which Rosh Chodesh Nisan was significant for. One of which was that the Gemara said for Iburan, for making an Iburior, intercalating the year, adding a second Adar. The Gemara starts off by assuming, if you'll recall, that the assumption is that that means that that must be the time Nisan when they start considering whether to make an Iburior or not. And the Gemara shows that that can't be the case. And the Gemara says, oh, what it really means is based on a Braisa. There's a Braisa that says that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Hafsaka. It's the last time one could have made. It's the end, not the beginning, it's the end of when one could have made a leap year. Once the clock strikes midnight, once the Beis Din declares Mekudosh for Rosh Chodesh Nisan, at that moment you no longer have the option of converting that month into an extra Adar. Until that moment, the last moments of Adar, you could add a second Adar. But once the Beis Din has been Mekadosh a new month of Nisan, you cannot convert it into Adar. In the context of that Braisa, that was the flow, ebb and flow of the Gemara. In the context of that Braisa, the Gemara mentions parenthetically that it was important to state that because there's another opinion. The other opinion holds that you don't get all of Adar to add a leap year. Rather, you only have through Purim. At the 14th of Adar, that's the last time. But those final 2 weeks, that final 2 weeks was from Purim till the end of Adar, which the first opinion held you could still used to make whatever cheshbonos to determine whether to add a month or not. According to this other opinion in the Braisa, you did not have that. And the Gemara asks, you know, why should it be? Why would you dafka say Purim is the last time you can make a leap year? And to that, the Gemara answers were, it's about 5-6 lines down in the wide lines. Kevin to Amar Mar, Sholin v'Hilchos HaPesach, Kodem LePesach, Shloshim Yom, people start being Shoel. We'll have to leave that deliberately untranslated for now. People are shoel in the halachos of Pesach 30 days before Pesach. Of course, 30 days means on Purim, on Arba Asar of Adar. And as a result of that, asil zilzulei b'chametz. They will come to be mezalzel in chametz. Now, just so we could close the loop, even though this is not at all our topic, the Gemara then says, aye, what about the opinion that we hold like this, as you have all the way until the end of the month? The Gemara says, well, listen, everyone knows that in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, you know, that Beis Din has to make complicated cheshbonos to decide whether they should have an Iburior or not. And in essence, you have a machlokas, you know, how sophisticated should we assume the people are, how simplistic should we assume the people are. And this opinion holds no. Give the people a little bit more credit than that. They understand their cheshbonos, and even though it's already Purim and people are thinking about Pesach, they understand that, no, you sometimes might push Pesach off. So that is the ebb and flow of the Gemara here, and that's where this idea of Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag comes in. What I'd like to do is two things. One is the local issue, and one is using that as a springboard for the larger issue. The local issue, which is immediately apparent, even though there's not that much written on it, but I do think there are two different approaches, is what does the fact that people start being shoel about Pesach on Purim, or the day after Purim, let's say, what does that have to do with being with Iburior? So the Gemara tells you it's also lizulzulei b'chametz. But what does that mean? What does that mean that because we're being Adarabah, I'm asking about Pesach, how is that going to have to make me a zilzul on chametz? So I want to answer. I want to see that answer that question, and also use that as a springboard to discuss the larger Shas topic. And it really is, at least in 6 different places in Shas, the topic of sholin. Perhaps Shol and Vidarshim, that's going to be part of the issue as well. Shol and B'chag, Shloshim Yom Koren HaChag. So, first, the local issue. What does that mean, that because people are talking about Pesach, that if all of a sudden now they would add an Iburior, they would add an extra month, that people would be Mezalzel and Chametz? So Rashi says, an important Rashi, Dibur Amaskol Shekvar, Asi, Shekvar min haPurim veElech hitchilu hadarshanim lidrosh berabe behilchos Pesach. Once Purim comes, the darshanim, I guess that means me or you, whoever does the chabura, will start being darshan, or giving shurim on Hilchos Pesach, and as a result, people are all sits and focused on Pesach, and as a result, who's kachashomim lasos Pesach l'sofim? Everyone knows who. 30 days, 29 days, 28 days. Everyone's counting down until Pesach, and what's the result? What's the fear? Im ye'avru bezdin es hashana. If all of a sudden now they're going to make an ibriyar, lo yikabel divrei shulchan bezdin. Basically, Rashi says as follows: if you live in Yerushalayim or somewhere close by, and you know you hear the Nasi and the Sanhedrin themselves recording the Atzmam say, it's last minute, we're sorry, take two, but there's going to be an Ibriyar. So even though you had already been all focused on Pesach and it's a little bit difficult, but you know, the Nasi said, what am I supposed to do? But if I live far away, I live in the Negev, I live in the Golan, and anyway, I don't have any connection to the Sanhedrin. How do I find out about any new month? They send the Shluchim. So here is a fascinating psychological insight, the Gemara says. When people are already invested in preparing for Pesach, and again, I don't know if it's just Pesach, I would say it's anything, if you want to take the psychological approach, probably you could say anything which requires lots of effort. You know, you procrastinate. You don't want to admit that Pesach's around the corner. But once you take the leap, there's no turning back, right? That's it. No more Sunday activities. I don't go away. Right, for sure, yeshiva guys. And right, and so it's a dover you do in communal life. You don't plan any programs during that month because no one's going to come. It's all hands on deck. So once you have that mentality, what? Some guy's going to knock on the door and say, hi, I'm a shliach of the Bezdin. Guess what? Haha, you still have you have another month? Who are you? I gave up my Sunday to clean. It's got to be Pesach. And the Gemara says, I don't know how you can handicap the likelihood of this horror story, but the Gemara is at least, it's enough of a chance that the Gemara is worried that something amazing could happen. That some faraway place, they said, the heck with you. They keep Pesach when they think it's supposed to be Pesach. Turns out they're keeping it for a week in the middle of Adar Sheni. And then when it comes to Pesach, the real Nisan, when everyone else in the world is keeping Pesach, they're going to be eating chametz. And that obviously would be a horror story. They'd be chayv karis, exactly. So because of that fear, this Mount Domer says, once Purim happens, you know what, guys, you better get your astrological calculations in order. If you can't figure it out by then, it's just going to have to be too late. So that is the context of the Gemara, and that's what Rashi says, because the darshanim are darshaning the shurim in public, that gets everyone all excited, and they take the plunge, and they focus on Pesach. The Ritva argues. If anyone else saw the Ritva on our Gemara argues on Rashi. The Ritva quotes Rashi, he says, Yesh Mefarshim, Behilchos, or Behalachos, Lidrosh Bebeis Avad. People are giving public shurim. Clearly that's what Rashi said. So the Ritva rejects this. He says, no, that's not what it means. Why does he reject it? Something we're going to get back to shortly. Because he points out that if you take a look on the Gemara in Megillah, and again, we'll fill in, it's even a bigger picture than that, but let's just quote what the Ritva here says. The Ritva says, if you look at the Gemara in Megillah, it says Sholin. Look at our Gemara. Our Gemara also says Sholin. Excuse me.
Darshan.
I'm sorry. Thank you. Our Gemara says Darshan, and he quotes also the Gemara in Megillah says Darshan. Darshan.
Well, our Gemara doesn't do Darshan.
You're confusing me, Shaka. You're confusing me. Our Gemara just says Sholin. Okay. Right? As opposed to other Gemaras which speak about Sholin the Darshan. The fact that our Gemara only says Sholin, he says, what, you know, we speak often, these put these phrases together. It says Ritva, no, they're very meduyuk. Sholin means people ask Shilas. Sholin. Darshan means people give drushes, the same way you and I would use these words. Then when the Gemara here says Sholin, it doesn't say about Darshan. Says the Ritva, there were no public shurim, right? Who's giving public shurim the day after Purim on Hilchos Pesach? No one's giving public shurim. And therefore, that can't be what the Gemara means. Rather, he says, what's the Gemara referring to? The Gemara is referring to the fact that you have some very fastidious or neurotic women, typically, who already the day after Purim are asking shilas. So you'll say, so what? People ask shilas all the time about all sorts of things. Someone already asked me, today, someone asked me about Mechiras Chametz, so that's even before. And that's not even Adar yet. So who knows? So says the Ritva as follows. There's a Tosefta which says that when you're a Rav and you get two shilas, how do you prioritize who to answer first? The Gemara does not say whoever asked you first. The Gemara says that the Gemara says that there are certain criteria. One of which is that if someone is shoel b'inyan, that comes first. The shoel b'inyan on some level could be translated as time sensitive or at least time relevant. If they talk, if they're someone's asking about something that's timely, you know, it's I have a shayla for this Shabbos, and someone else just wants to know, you know, I'm learning Daf Yomi. What do you think the answer to this is? The Gemara says, no, you answer the one who shoel b'inyan, someone who asks about something that's more timely and more relevant. Says the Ritva, you know what the Gemara meant? It's shoel in Behilchos Pesach Lamed Yom Kodem Pesach. Since people are already asking shaylas about Pesach, 30 days before is already considered its time. Therefore, if two people ask you a shayla, one of them is about Pesach, the Pesach one gets priority 30 days before. 34 days before, 31 days before, then you'd answer the other one first. You'll say, yeah, I got a month to answer the Pesach Shaila. But within 30 days, that's already considered Shoel B'inyan, and you get priority. Now, that's Aleph. That's his machlokas with Rashi. That begs the question then. So then how does that make sense in our Gemara? Mele, with Rashi, you have public kinesis, so that's why he's worried that people are going to ignore the Shluchei Bezdin. But according to the Ritva, why are they going to ignore the Shluchei Bezdin? Ritva asks the question on himself, and the answer is, Mikal Makom, Me'ata Mishtadlin B'nei Odom B'tarchei Pesach. People are already starting to worry about Pesach. U'maschilin Lishol Aleim, they're starting to ask Shailos to the rabbi about it. V'gam Liseis V'loseis B'beis Avad, and they're going, you know, looking for, you know, Shailos, they're going to the Starkei, they're going on the website. U'mano Kuli Almad Pesach Shloshim Yom. And therefore, we're already, you know, they're already counting down the 30 days of Pesach. And as a result, in the end, he reaches the same place as Rashi. He just says, it's a psychological reason why people are going to get confused. Once they're already in the process of asking shailos, again, you could say, you could make an argument, again, as a psychologist, maybe even a stronger argument for the Ritva. Because the Rashi talks about it being passive, right? The rabbi speaks and you listen. According to the Ritva, people are already taking an active role. They're asking shailos. Once people take an active role in Pesach, they're even more invested in the fact that Pesach is coming. They're more likely, says Ritva, to ignore the Shluchei Bezdin. So as a result, in terms of Pshat and Har Gemara, there is kimat no nafkamina between the Ritva and Rashi. What they argue about is, what does it mean, Shoel and Bilchos Pesach Lamed Yom? And what I would like to use the rest of the shiur to discuss is, to what extent is that just almost innocuous, and at the very least, at most, an academic, local machlokas pshat, and what happened, you know, it's almost a historical question, if you will. What happened 30 days before Pesach? Were they giving shurim, or were they just asking shaylas? Is that all it is, or perhaps it might be, and obviously you can imagine where I'm headed, part of a larger machlokas between the Rashi and the Ritva, and much more than the Rashi and the Ritva, a battle royal of Rishonim and Achronim to understand this idea. So let's use Resh this year. We'll get it back perhaps one more time to our Gemara, but let's use it as a springboard to understand this concept which the Rishonim, explaining the Gemara, are pulling in to Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara itself, in six different places in Shas, quotes the idea. Before I get to that. Lamaisa, we have introduced to here this idea that 30 days before Pesach, something happens. Asking shaylos, people are giving shiurim. It's worth noting that assumption of our Gemara that it's 30 days is actually subject to a machlokas in Psachim. If you take a look on Psachim, Tavavam at Aleph, Tavavam at Beis, it's a machlokas Tanayim, Tanakama, Shum Gamliel. Tanakama says 30 days, Shum Gamliel actually says it's only 2 weeks. What is the source for each? The Tanakama holds it's based on Moshe's Psach and his discussion of Pesach Sheni, because he gave over the halachas of Pesach Sheni on Pesach, 30 days before Pesach Sheni. So, you see from here, and Tosfos, if you'll take a look, I don't want to digress, but Tosfos there asks, how do you know that was halacha l'doros? Maybe that's just because people asked that day, what do we do, Nebuch, we can't give the Korban Pesach. But Tosfos explains and proves why it wasn't just that, but more than that, Moshe Rabbeinu was given halacha l'doros, that you should always learn, or teach, or ask, or shailas, whatever the case may be, 30 days before. What about Rishon Gamliel? Why does he say 2 weeks? So Gemara there gives also their proof for him in the 2 weeks before Pesach. At the time, he had Sukkim to prove that way, and that's the Gemara there. It was 2 weeks, or is it a month? Obviously, we see that our Gemara assumes, and this is how we paskin, of course, that it is 30 days. We're going to get to it in a second. I'm going to get to it. So the Beis Yosef, second point of introduction, is that the Beis Yosef quotes that he thinks that really it's only Pesach. This halacha only applies to Pesach. Whether nothing applies to other holidays or shorter periods is everything. But he says it's only Pesach. Why? Because Pesach has got so many halachos. You got Moschitim, you have Batikas Chametz, you have Bir Chametz, you have Dalet Kosos, you have Matzah, you have Maror. It's impossible. So you need 30 days. But other Yom Tovim are not so complicated. You don't need 30 days. The Bach, quoted by the Magen Avraham, disagrees. This is in Tav Chav Tes 429 in Or Chaim. The Bach quotes is quoted by the Magen Avraham, who disagrees. And I saw quoted a fascinating point, which really is very sharp. I assumed that the Beis Yosef would have an answer, but honestly, I haven't been able to think of it. I saw the following. There's a Rav in Eretz Yisrael who's a prolific author, a huge Talmud Chacham, one of my favorites, named Rav Eliyahu Schlesinger. He is the Rav of Gilo, the Gilo neighborhood of Yerushalayim. He has many, many Svarim. He has a volume of tshuvas called Sholin V'Darshim. In the Haskama to Volume 1, written by Rav Yitzchak Kulitz, who was the great chief rabbi of Yerushalayim, Rav Kulitz, in that Haskama, has a Shtickle Torah. And in the Haskama, he says, a proof against the Beis Yosef, from the other point we mentioned, which is, if the reason that we're saying 30 days is the Tanakhama. And the Tanakhama was learning it out from Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni doesn't have all of the complicated chumras and details that Beis Yosef said was the reason for needing 30 days. So he had no sanas. The very proof of the whole halacha that it's 30 days, not 2 weeks, is from Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni doesn't have Moschitim, Pesach Sheni doesn't have Bedikas Chametz, Pesach Sheni doesn't have Chametz. Those are beferish halachas in the Gemara. So I thought that's very, very sharp. I don't know what the Beis Yosef would answer to that, but I thought not only is it a kulam haramakum in terms of haskama, there's one other halacha that I sometimes quote. I think maybe I know more. I don't know, but at least I can think of offhand one other important halacha which I don't know if we hold like, but halacha lamaisa from a haskama. There's the Pnei Baruch, which is popular for Avelos. So his father wrote a slimmer volume in Hebrew called Pnei Baruch on Bikur Kolum. So Rav Yaakov Yisrael Fisher Zatzal, who was a dayan in Eid Haredes, the brother of Rav Shlomo Fisher, the Beis Yishai, so he has a haskama to that, and in his haskama to the Pnei Baruch, he gets into a whole thing about women fasting nowadays, and he's very, very makil, based on his assumption of Chalisha Sadoros, and he says that the closer they are to the pregnancy, the less likely that is that they can fast. You know, usually we say, well, you're already about to give birth. What's the big deal? You're going to premature labor. He says, no, Adarabo, they can never fast. And it's very, very makel. Right, Bleich quotes this in an article and he thinks it's ridiculous and he's against science. But that's another time we have an interesting psak and a whole debate that comes out of a haskama. But here also, Kulitz says, no, he proves it. He says it's got to be not the other Yom Tovim. Now, what's the other Yom Tovim? Does it include Purim? Does it include Hanukkah, things like that? That's a separate shot. That's not our topic at all tonight. But that it's not just Pesach, that it would at least be the other Regalim. So that is a debate, and that's an interesting proof to that side. So now I'm ready to, what I thought I was 5 minutes ago, now we're ready for that. So let's try to understand this idea. And A, to understand the Machlokas in our Gemara, and B, to understand the larger issue in Shas. So as I was mentioning, the Gemara talks about this halacha of 30 days before the Yontif, 6 times in Shas. What's interesting, if we take a look, there is a difference. In two of the places, in Psachim, the one I mentioned, and in Bechorah Staf Nunches, the Gemara says, Shol and Vidarshin, Vilchos Chag, Shloshim Yom Karim Chag. Shol and Vidarshin. In our Gemara, which we just saw Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara Megillah of Tes, Sanhedrin Yud Beis, Avodah Zarah Daf Hei, in those 5 places, the Gemara just says, Sholin Vilchos Chag, not Sholin Vidarshin. The tour says Sholin Vidarshin. Shachar Aruch just says Sholin. The question is, Tough Chav Tes, I said before. So 429, Tough Chav Tes.
That's
Pesach. Okay? So, what's it all about? Is this just a picayune matter, or is this a technicality, or is there something deeper here? So, in order to answer that, let's see one other Gemara. The Gemara in Megillah on Daf Lamed Beis introduces a takana of Moshe Rabbeinu. Perhaps Shraga's favorite takana. And that is based on Psukim in Vayikra, Ela Moadei, Hashem says the Gemara that Moshe Rabbeinu was misakein, that a person would learn Hilchos Chag b'Chag, not 30 days before, on the Yontif itself. You learn Hilchos Pesach b'Pesach, Hilchos Sukkos b'Sukkos, Hilchos Atzeres b'Atzeres. Okay, sounds like it. Nice enough. What's the problem? B'chorah, it's a stira. If I'm already preparing and learning 30 days before the Chag, what did Moshe Rabbeinu come from misakein that all of a sudden, a new chiddush? Go out to shop season, buy, you know, on the table, the front table, they always have the Inyan Yoma books. Go out and buy them before Antif. What do you mean? I've been learning for it for a month. What's going on? So this is a question that vexed a number of Rishonim and Achronim. And there are, as far as I can tell, five different answers to the question, which I would like to...
Moshe was misakein, as you said?
The Gemara seems to say, yeah.
So Moshe was misakein then, and they added on? In other words, Moshe said do it on the Chag.
This was also from Moshe. He learned it from Pesach Sheni, remember? Yeah, it wasn't like this was some... it may only be in some sense a takana, but, you know, I don't know what... I'm not sure you call it the Raisa, the Rabbana, I'm not sure how you would be manga such a thing, but it's not like it came, you know, in the Middle Ages or something, or even, you know, by the Rishonim, by the Tanoim. Oh, okay, so let's... Let's see what I have collected. I think are... Some of them are variations of the same, and some of them are really fundamentally different. A number of different approaches to resolve this. I think it'll bring all sorts of interesting topics to the fore, number one. And number two is it'll also reconnect back to our Rashi and our Ritva here in Rosh Hashanah. So the first answer that seems to be quoted by Rishonim is one that is attributed to a few Rishonim, most notably the Ran. If you look in the Svarim, they always quote this from the Ran. The Beis Yosef quotes it from the Ran. The Ran is in both Megillah, I think is maybe somewhere else also, but he's definitely in Megillah right in the beginning of Daf Beis Med Beis in the Rif. And he says, fundamentally, there are two different things. The halacha of Hilchos Chag B'Chag, that means that there's a drasha. The rabbi darshins the halachos, etc., on the Yontif itself. However, he says, when it comes to the 30 days, it's not a stira, it's talking about something completely different. All it meant was if someone asks a shiloh, they don't have to ask a shiloh, you don't have to answer them, you know, within the regular guidelines of when a rabbi does it, doesn't have to answer, but something special. All it means is that if you're asked this shiloh, and at the same time somebody calls up and says, Rabbi, what bracha do you make on potato chips? So, 30 days before the Chag, you can answer this. You have to answer this first. The Ran says this. The Rashba in Megillah, the Maharam Chalava, Talmud of the Ramban in Psachim, and who else? You should now all know. The Ritva. It's not just the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah. It's the Ritva L'Shitasa. If you take a look in Megillah and in Psachim, he's not worried about our Gemara, but on the larger theme of what's going on 30 days, is there a halacha? I don't want to use a halacha. Is there a din? Let's frame it this way. Is there a din that I have to be learning, or that I, the rabbi, have to be teaching, minyana diyoma, 30 days before Yontif, according to this group of Rishonim, the answer is no. There is no such din. It just means if you'll ask me a shayla, I'll have to prioritize.
Sholem really seems to be addressed to the
Hamonah. Exactly. And now it's called Shol Minyan. That's the term of the Tosefta. Shol Minyan or Beinyan. That's now, like I said, it's time relevant or time sensitive. It has Kadima over things, but there's no Chiyuv for you to learn or for me to teach. It's not a time. It's not a time frame in learning. There's only one din of time frame in learning. That's Moshe Rabbeinu's Takana of Hilchos Chag B'Chag. There's no din of learning 30 days before. Okay, that is this Shita. And again, it's got tentacles and a number of mesechtas and with three or four Rishonim. And again, it really connects to our Ritva, who in Pshat and our Gemara employs this Shita, which is the Shitaso, and two other mesechtas, and applies it to our Gemara. So we have a greater appreciation for what the Ritva is doing in our Gemara when we see that. Now, it's worth noting, however, that again, the assumption of this is very radical, as Eli was picking up on. It seems to really pull the rug out from under the Gemara. Right? That's not necessarily how one would read the Gemara. Right? And in fact, if you take a look at the Bir Halacha, the opening Bir Halacha in Siman Tav Chaf Ses, in Achos Pesach, the Bir Halacha quotes some of these Rishonim, and he points out that the overwhelming majority of Rishonim reject this approach. Forget the question of the stira for a moment, but they reject the approach that Lamed Yom, there's no chiyuv of learning. They hold, no! You see from these Gemaras, six Gemaras and Shas, that Lamed Yom, there is some form of chiyuv. In addition to what they quote, you take a look at the She'iltos, he's the Feirish, that, you know, Mitzlos and Yomin, you know, Chayovin, Lilmod, Nyanad Yoma, the Bahag says it, and other Rishonim that the Bir Halacha quotes. Well, okay. If we're going to reject the Ritva and the Imei, so then that behooves us. Let's know what is the answer. How do we understand the connection between 30 days and Hilchos Chag V'Chag? So, a second approach is quoted in a number of Achronim. I saw this in the Bach. I lived at the Bach before, the Vilna Gaon, and also saw a beautiful quote from the Pri Chodesh, who's very explicit on this. And that is the following. Very fascinating. In a chenami, there's only one din of learning. And the one din of learning is Hilchos Chag B'Chag. But the question is, what's defined as V'Chag? So, Pasha Psha, you would have thought, the actual day where I shake the lulav, the actual day where I gotta eat matzah. Kamash Malah, and Ar Gemara, and the other five, that this 30-day period that encompasses or leads into the holiday, that's called B'Chag. B'chag didn't just literally mean on the holiday itself, it meant the season of the chag. And therefore, it's one din, Hilchos Chag B'chag. This is just expanding our horizons for what's defined as B'chag. So I had these three achronim, and then today I was speaking with my good friend Daniel Feldman. I called him because he was en route, he was in the world's largest funeral procession. His grandfather-in-law was Mr. Feuerstein, Zechon Lavracha, one of the legendary Askanim in American Orthodox history, who passed away yesterday. The funeral was in Brookline today, and then they were, when I called Daniel, I called him to see how the funeral was, how his wife was doing, was his wife's grandfather. So he was en route from Boston to JFK, where they were then going to have the burial in Har Menuchos. So we were talking, and I mentioned what I was bringing Shiron. So he told me a tremendous, I wouldn't call it a raya, but a siyua to this idea, which I have not seen inside. But he quoted to me a tshuva of Shlomo Kluger, the tshuva of Elifelcha Shlomo, who asked the following shaila. And let's assume that it's a little bit of a hybrid in the sense that, let's even say that we mean in terms of you asking me a shaila. But let's say it's Purim. I'm sitting at my dining table, and you come to bring me shalach manas. And another guy comes to bring me shalach manas. One guy asks me a hechos Purim shaila, and one guy asks me a hechos Pesach shaila. Who has kadinim? So
not the same season.
Oh, so I didn't see it inside. I don't remember. I don't know what he answered. I'm not sure. That's why I gave you the Hagdama. It wasn't like Daniel was sitting in front of the Sefer. He was in a car on the way home from his grandfather's funeral. But Lamaisa, I don't think either he or I certainly don't know. I've never seen this inside. He didn't recall, or at least he didn't tell me. But the upshot, when I told him about these three Achronim, he was like so excited. He didn't know about them, but he knew about this Rosh Shlomo Kluger, because he said it always bothered him. And I think he is absolutely right. What kind of crazy suffix is that? Let's assume that even, I don't know, but for argument's sake, let's say the Shlomo Kluger says Purim comes first. Duh, as the kids would say. What kind of question is that? But yet he has a whole suffix. So Daniel was medayik, and I think it's a strong deal. Again, I have subject to checking the language inside, but he said, you see from the Shlomo Kluger that 30 days before Pesach is already the chag. And that, in the sense of shilohs or learning, it's already chag. So then you could have a suffix. It's Chag Purim, it's Chag Pesach. Which one comes first? If you assume that it's Purim and 30 days before Pesach, then it's absurd, of course. You would say that the Purim one comes first. But I thought that...
If you think about it practically, many of the shilohs of Pesach are relevant shilohs before Pesach, are not shilohs regarding Pesach itself.
What happens if I find the chametz on the rear? They're preparing.
Hadikashi.
Yeah, of course.
That's going to move up the window
Yeah.
To before to within 14
yeah,
days
yeah.
of Adar.
Yeah, could be, could be. But again, it's a chiddush to say that that counts. Again, yesterday I go, I didn't quote it in my notes, but you take a look at that pre-chiddush, the language is striking. And again, I can't prove it since I didn't see the Rishon Kluger inside, but it very much fits with the very striking language of the pre-chiddush. That already 30 days for Pesach, or for that matter, the other Yom Tovim, if we assume it applies, it's already called Zman Achad. So in light of that, that would be a second answer to the stira. And Hanami, there's only one din called the Chag, but the Chag is 30 days long.
I was going to say, you don't even have to darshan on the Chag. Isn't the pre-chag
that it could be, according to this, it would be implied. I don't know if he says it explicitly, I don't remember, but it's implied.
Right.
A third answer I saw quoted by the Magen Avraham and also explained and defended by the Machlis HaShekel, where the Magen Avraham says we're talking about two different halachos. And said two different things. Until now we're just kind of turning it one way or the other into one din. Magen Avraham says we're talking about two different things. And Echanami, they're both referring to public drushes. The rabbi's teaching. What is he teaching? 30 days before, he's teaching the practical halachos, so you can know what to do. On the Chag itself, he's darshening me'inyan of the Yoma, Ashkafa, Agada. What is the theme? What is the musar? What is the message of that particular Yom? If you take a look, if you're interested, someone who very much picks up on this theme is the Sefer Kuntres Chanukah Megillah. That was a Talmud, a protege of the Briska Rav, one of the earliest Talmudim of the Briska Rav of Turtzin. And he was a Rosh Hashiva of Yeshiva called the Yeshiva Lemitzuyanim. I don't really know anything about it, other than it sounds like an impressive place. Fair enough. Anyway, so he has a very famous sefer on Hechos Chanukah and Hechos Purim. So in Simon Gimel of the part on Hechos Purim, he discusses this, and it's a far-ranging essay that gets in more perm-related stuff. But on this basic point, he develops this even deeper, this idea of the two dinim. And he says, the way he puts it, is that before the Chag, it's like a hechsher for the Chag. But on the Chag itself, by studying the laws of, by studying the Yontif, it's, you're being mefarsem the nace that we're being commemorating. He adds there, by the way, this is one of the marmakomos that is common, you might have heard on in a Pesach-related point, and it's not surprising that he quotes his Rebbe. He just says, Moron, because we're supposed to know who his Rebbe is, that there's a larger theme that most, like the Magen Avraham and others, say he's going to give a Shulchan Aruch Shir before Yontif, and on Yontif he's going to talk about the Medrash Rabbah. So the Briskers, held no, that learning the halachos of the Yontif could also be, could constitute a pirsum of the Chag. And he quoted there the Brisker Rav, which is well known, that the Brisker Rav held that for Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the night of the Seder, even Hilchos Karban Pesach counted for the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is a pretty big chiddush. He has a Tosefta there that he has in his Raya, but the point is, Rav Turtzin connects that to his approach to Hilchos Chag B'Chag, that not just on Pesach, but the other Yom Tovim as well, it's not just Maiselach and a nice Medrash Rabbah on Sukkos, but Hilchos Sukkah would also be Pirsum. So that, or the Magen Avraham there, I would say they're variations, but that is, again, that's the two dinim answer. That they're talking about two different things. One is talking about preparing halachically, and the other is Pirsum or Hashkafa. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav is a variation. I'll call it a fourth, but it's really a 3B. Shulchan Aruch HaRav there, also in the same simon, says again, Lamed 30 days is halacha. On the Chag itself, you do both. Right? We hold like that. The education committee. We do both. He says it's halacha and hashkafa on the yantas. Again, I'm not a huge difference, but if you're medayik in the Shulchan Aruch and the Rav and the Magen Avraham, specifically does not say halacha. Shulchan Aruch HaRav adds halacha. A fifth and final approach to, how are we doing? Perfect. A fifth and final approach, just to give you a little bit of development of, could be, I didn't see this as an answer to the stira, but I want to suggest that it may be an answer, is based on a number of Rishonim, actually goes back to Aritva. Again, the Ritva wasn't using this as the answer, but the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah has a Loshon, and I think others say as well, and that is that it could be that the Shloshim Yom Kodem Hayom, even though it's Sholin, maybe it's Darshan, but they both may be Lavdask in the sense that they both may include being involved in preparing. Going the 7 mile and buying the food may also be included. Being preparing for Tzarchei HaChag may also be a kimya. The Meiri in Avodah Zarah on Daf Hei Amud Beis is Beferish. He expands the mitzvah to include all Hishtadlus for the Yontif. Yes. The Ritva, let me see if I think I have this in the Ritva that I brought. The Lashon of the Ritva is also, I think I was Medayik, I thought I saw it there too. Yeah, well, the Lashon of the Ritva is Mikol Mokom Me'ata, from 30 days, Mishtadlu B'nei Adam B'Tzarchei HaPesach. Ooh, Maschil and Lishol Aleihem.
Right, so that, all he's saying there is that's why they won't be with Kabbalah, they were Shaliach.
Okay, fair enough. The Meiri, but that's example, that's being Mefarish, the Gemara's line of Shol and Mechos Chag. Shol and Mechos Chag is why they won't be with Kabbalah Shaliach. And what Kabbalah is Shol and Mechos Chag? That is the Ritva, Mishtadlu B'Tzarchei HaChag.
No, the Ritva is Kashem, the Ritva is Abraham only saying that it's Shol and not Darshan. What's the big deal? Why are they going to reject the Shaliach? It's a combination.
But you're saying that he's throwing in this, even though it's got nothing to do with it. I think that's a hard read. But it's, I don't know. Okay. Possible. Again, you do have the wild card in Rosh Hashanah that you're explaining this also. But the way I read the Ritva, he's not saying two. I mean, he said two things, but he said them in explaining one thing. I think you have to look at that again. I can't prove it. Meiri is on Avodah Zarah, that Hamad Beis. I think, I don't have it. We can pick it up in the Beis Medrash. Furthermore, there's the Ritva in Sukkah, there's the Chuvas HaRashba, and there's two Rayas that the Poskim quote. Both Pesach related. Number one is that the Gemara Pesachim, which is the source for this in Pesach, so Gemara Pesachim, which I quoted before about, is it 14 days or is it 30? I didn't tell you what the Gemara was talking about. Who remembers what the Gemara was talking about on Dav Vav of Pesachim, about 30 days? Right, this is, I get the Shaila every single year, 10 times, 20 times, 30 times. I'm leaving. Do I still have to do a Bedikah? When do I do a Bedikah? So the Gemara is the famous halacha, the way we paskin is 30 days. If you leave within 30 days, you're still chayiv to do Bedikah and Be'er Chametz. If you leave more than 30 days, you're not shaykh. So where did the Gemara get 30 days from? Shalom the Darshan. So what's that got to do with Shalom the Darshan? So you'll say, because you asked the rabbi. That's me. That's not the Gemara. The Gemara just says, no, that's already the time that you're shaykh to the mitzvahs. And furthermore, there's a Ramah, which says, we'll close. In the same simon, the next breath after the Shulchan Aruch says, Sholin, Lamed Yom Kodem HaChag, who knows what's the Ramah, the opening simon of Hilchos Pesach, the famous first Ramah, and from this time is Maos Chitim, that the Einei Aniyim are looking forward. Maos Chitim. What does Maos Chitim got to do with Sholin V'Darshan? There's no, because this is like the key. This starts the time of year that people, and it's a kiyum in that to be misasek in Tzarchei HaChag, including giving money to the aniyim. So I think those are also siyos to that expanded definition. So if, let me close the loop now. Now those are independent makaros, not our shayla, but lachora. Obviously, if you were to use that, so then that would also answer the steer as well. The shloshim yom even includes these other things. On the Yom itself, Moshe Rabbeinu was Masakin, Nacha Takana, the Tadaf could be learning, whether it's Linyan Pirsumanes, or whatever the reason is, or just Alf Talmud Torah, but the Talmud Torah on the Yontif should be in Yanei Talmud Torah. That would be another way, a fifth way to Miyashiv these Gemara.